Title: Jacked Brakes Breakdown. Airhorn Hit Glue in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle breakdown DJ tool in Ableton Live 12, where the air horn isn't a random one-shot you slap on top, it's the glue. The thing that locks the whole breakdown together and makes the drop feel inevitable. This is advanced workflow territory. Tight envelope control, saturation that actually translates on a rig, sidechain that's tuned like an instrument, and arrangement choices that scream DJ tool instead of finished radio track. Let's go. First, quick session prep so you don't fight your own project. Set your tempo somewhere between 164 and 172 BPM. If you want that authentic early DNB pacing, aim at 168. Now build a clean layout. Make groups for breaks, bass, music or atmos, horn, FX, and then a drum bus or mix bus group, and an arrangement view. Start thinking like a DJ tool builder. Put locators where the drop is going to be, where the turnaround phrase is, where the don't miss this moment cues are. Visual landmarks matter when you're moving fast later. Now, the air horn. Choosing and prepping the horn is the difference between meme sample and classic sound system record. Drop your horn into simpler in one-shot mode. Set it to trigger. Make it mono by setting voices to 1, because wide, layered horn playback can sound impressive in solo, but it's often weak in a club mix when the low mids start fighting the breaks. Turn warp off unless the horn is long and you absolutely need it to lock to bar length. Now shape the envelope like a classic tight horn hit. Attack basically instant, anywhere from 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay in the 250 to 600 millisecond zone, depending on how stabby you want it. Sustain all the way down, negative infinity or close, because we want a hit, not a held note. Release between about 50 and 120 milliseconds so it tails out without clicking. And here's a big one. Pitch. A horn that clashes with your key will always feel like it's sitting on top of the track. Even if jungle is raw, dissonance is still a choice. Try transposing it down 2, 5, or 7 semitones for that heavier yard vibe. Then check it against your bass note or your main stab note. You're not trying to make it melodic, you're trying to stop it from hurting. Now we build the horn chain, and yes, we're staying mostly stock Ableton, because the point is technique. On the horn track, first insert EQ8. High pass at around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope, because you don't need horn low end making your drop less punchy. If the horn is biting your ear, do a small cut somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5k, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. If it's not speaking clearly in the mix, a tiny presence bump around 1.5 to 2k can help it read on smaller speakers. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it somewhere between 2 and 6 dB, soft clip on, and then match the output. This is important. Do not confuse louder with better. We are building density and harmonics so the horn can sit at DJ tool loudness, not producer loudness. In a set, you want the horn to be instantly readable without making your limiter panic. After saturator, put drum bus on the horn. Carefully. Drive a little, 2 to 8%. Crunch minimal, 0 to 10%. Because fizz is the enemy here. Then transients, plus 5 to plus 15, just enough to make it smack like it's been cut to a dub plate. Boom usually off, because the horn doesn't need fake sub. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold, so you're getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Soft clip on, subtle. What we're doing is controlling peaks so the horn doesn't randomly leap out, while keeping the front edge exciting. Finish that chain with utility. Set width somewhere like 70 to 110% depending on taste, but here's the rule. Keep the dry horn mostly monosafe, and let your return effects provide the stereo drama. Turn bass mono on and set it around 150 Hz so you don't get weird low-end stereo wobble on big systems. Now, before we even do reverb, we do the main trick. This is the whole glue concept. Instead of sidechaining the horn to the kick like a standard EDM move, we sidechain the breakdown to the horn. The horn hits, and the breaks make a micro pocket for it. Your brain hears that as intentional, like the horn was always part of the break print. Go to the breaks group, add the standard compressor, not glue, because the stock compressor gives you easy sidechain control. Turn on sidechain. Choose the horn track as the input. Set ratio between 3 to 1 and 5 to 1. Attack fast. Maybe 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release between 80 and 180 milliseconds. Then dial the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the horn hits. And don't treat those values like presets. Sidechain timing is something you tune like a gate. If the break stuck late, shorten the attack. If they don't recover in time and your ghost notes disappear, shorten the release. If the horn is punching a hole too aggressively, don't just raise the threshold. Try a softer knee, like 3 to 6 dB, and reduce the ratio. That keeps it musical. Next, we build space for the horn, but we do it the old-school way, dubby, controlled, not washed. Make a return track called Horn Verb. Put hybrid reverb first. Use a blend of convolution and algorithm if you like, but keep the space realistic. Small or medium room or a plate. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the transient stays up front. Low cut the verb around 250 to 500 HC, and high cut around 6 to 10K. The return is 100% wet, because it's a return. After hybrid reverb, put echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 HC, low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Add just a touch of modulation so it wobbles like hardware, not like a sterile digital repeat. Then a little post-effects saturator on the return, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip-on. That helps the reverb and delay stay audible at lower levels without taking over. Now send the horn to that return somewhere between minus 18 and minus 10 dB depending on density. And here's a classic move. Automate the echo feedback up briefly on the last horn before the drop. Not the whole bar, just a moment, like a throw. Now, to keep that space from smearing your snare, you duck the reverb return. Put a compressor on the horn verb return, enable sidechain, and feed it from the breaks group or even just the snare track if you have one. Fast attack. Release about 150 to 300 milliseconds. Ratio around 4 to 1 and aim for 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction. Now the horn stays big, but the drums stay rude. Let's talk breakbeat movement, because in jungle, a breakdown isn't a pause. It's a different type of pressure. Keep a filtered break loop running through the breakdown. On the breaks track or group, put auto filter. Use a low pass, 12 dB slope, over about 8 bars. Automate it from around 8K down to maybe 1.5K, and add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%, to get that VHS rig edge. Then add beat repeat for fills. Set interval to 1 bar, grid 1/16 or 1/32, and keep chance low, like 10 to 25%. Unless you're automating it for intentional stutters. Turn its filter on and high pass around 200 HE so the stutters don't mess with the low end. Keep the gate short so it's tight. Now we write the horn like an arranger, not like a sample pack demo. A good 16 bar call and response pattern could be this. Bars 1 through 4, horn hits every 2 bars. Let it establish itself like a signature, not like it's begging for attention. Bars 5 through 8, horn hits every bar. But you pull it slightly quieter and increase the send to horn verb. That creates momentum without just making everything louder. Bars 9 through 12, switch to a shorter horn chop, or choke the horn and combine it with break stutters. This is your anti-riser. Instead of a big pitch ramp, you increase edit density. Bars 13 through 16, one big horn with a throw, then a micro silence before the drop. Even an eighth note of silence can be disgusting in the best way. It's a vacuum that makes the drop feel like it hits harder, without any extra limiting. Now let's make the horn feel played, not gridlocked. Go to the groove pool and try an MPC-style swing, like MPC 16 swing 57 to 62. Apply it to the horn clip, but keep the timing influence low, like 10 to 30%. Add a tiny bit of random, 2 to 6%. Then do the Riedel sauce. Manually nudge the horn slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the snare. Early horn feels pasted on. Slightly late feels like a human pressed the button. In a sound system dance. Quick coaching note here, make the horn transient consistent across hits. If you're pitching or chopping, some hits can start differently. If you convert to audio, add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, so every hit has the same start line. That consistency is what makes it feel like it belongs to the same record. Now, bus glue. Don't kill your jungle transients. On your drum bus or breaks group, add glue compressor with a slow attack. Around 30 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on average. Then maybe a very light saturator, half a dB to 2 dB drive, soft clip-on. Optional limiter only for safety. The goal is to unify, not flatten. Your snare has to stay disrespectful. Now, arrangement logic for a DJ tool breakdown. Think in 32 bars if you want the full journey. Bars 1 to 9. Filtered breaks, Atmos, sparse horn. Make the DJ understand the vibe instantly. Bars 9 to 17. Horn becomes the hook, edits, Tease the bass with a low pass so it's felt but not fully present. Bars 17 to 25. Remove more drums. Emphasize horn and dub effects. Build tension by subtracting, not adding. Bars 25 to 32. Final horn phrase. Echo throw. Micro silence, then drop. And put locators. Turn around for your signature last phrase and drop exactly on impact. If someone's playing this out, those landmarks are everything. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're building. If the horn is too wet, it disappears and masks the snare. The fix is not less reverb, it's stocking the reverb and filtering the return. If you have no mid-range management, the horn will fight your stabs and pads between 1 and 3 kHz, and everything becomes a harsh block. EQ with intent. If you overcompress the breaks, it stops beating jungle. Keep bus gain reduction conservative. If the horn timing is too perfect, it sounds corny. Swing and microlate it. And don't ignore mono. After you set width, hit utility mono while the break plays. If the horn collapses or blinks, narrow it and keep the dry horn centered, letting only the returns be wide. Now, a couple of advanced upgrades if you want darker, heavier, more printed energy.